Thursday for crying out loud. Thursday, you gotta wait till Friday. It's always strange. I've had a lot of people work for me, and I found out it's a funny thing that you give them Saturday and Sunday off, and they work so hard to get to those 2 days.
We love hip hop.
And those are the 2 days that they totally destroy themselves. I mean, you know, you think to yourself, you say, my goodness, I've really pounded these people and worked them to death. And Friday comes and they say, yeah! And then they come in Monday. So, boy, am I glad to be back here. I'm no good on my own. I was given 2 old days and I just went crazy. I don't know where you get these people from. Sometimes I think it's drugs.
Hot grabber.
Do this shit.
Blast that shit back if you blast it.
Hey.
Say that then.
Say that then.
Give me something I can feel. If they come to hit the hills, then I know they know the deal. We just right there up the road. You can hit it with a stone.
I be out here on my own. I'm just trying to set the tone.
I've been kicked when I was down. None of that shit matter now. Niggas think they run the town, so we run them out of town. And they gotta relocate, gotta dip from where they stay. Everything will be okay, man. Just stay up on my way. Get around it.
Episode 229?
229?
Yeah. I'm upset. 50,000 on my head is disrespect. So offended that I had to double check. I'ma always take the money over sex. That's why they need me out the way, what you expect. Got a lot of blood and it's cold. They keep trying to get me
we
for my
hip-hop.
Soul. Thankful for the women that I know. Can't go 50-50 with no hope.
3 years ago today, yo.
Hey, sick of these niggas. Sick of these niggas.
Hey.
Hide some help.
We love hip-hop. What
you know about this Gooch?
Move to the roots. Turn out the bitch.
It is what it is, yeah.
You love hip hop.
Yeah, to the limo moving fast. S class, G class, lot of class. In a rocket, in that bitch ain't got no tags. Louis bags, in exchange of body bags, yeah.
I'm sick of these niggas.
Say that, damn.
Hire some help. Get rid of these niggas.
It is what it is. Jeez. So we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka Media Rick, aka Sweating Rick, and 2D right of me.
Yo, it's me, PK Herc. Let me work. Let me roll my blunt. You know what I'm saying? Episode 229.
229.
Big things. Yo, why is the cap on there?
That's not this camera here.
My bad. Anyways, episode 229. You know what I'm saying? We're doing our damn thing. Consistency kings. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what else.
You got any
shout
clever
usual suspects? Any clever what?
Any clever thing for 229? You ain't got no
229?
Yeah.
229. Better be careful how you disrespect mine.
Not as clever. Keep going.
I don't know. I'm just trying to do something. 229 don't come nothing. It doesn't ring a bell, nothing, you know, it doesn't stand out. There's no, you know, dyslexia. I mean, it would be like, oh, 229, oh, two nines, Gretzky, but it's not even that. So it's 229. So yeah, I don't even know.
Any shout outs before we get into our shit?
Yes, actually, I do have a shout out. I want to shout out Spanish Town Records, Jordan from Spanish Town Records. I happened to meet up with the man here on Spadina a couple of days ago, and we were reasoning, and the man's like, hey, I know you from somewhere. And you know, my default is like, what, let me guess, jail? It's like, I don't want to say that, but I think so. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I had dreads before.
It was a jail for real?
That's what I'm assuming, you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
but yeah, nonetheless, not to put out people's personal business, but yeah, big up Spanish Town Records, Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so any other shout-outs? Just the usual suspects. And if you don't know who you are, then you're not a usual suspect. You're not a watcher. And you know what? I want to shout-out the Toronto Collective, you know, for having us here.
Yes, yes,
you
yes.
You know what I'm saying? Good luck for these guys. Thank you. Appreciate it. You know, another field trip.
Mm-hmm.
So we're there. We're doing our thing. Don't mind me. I'm just rolling up my thing. I'm scrolling a thing, as the young boys would say, or as we say on We Love Hip Hop, World's Most Smoked Out Podcast. You understand? Episode 229. I'm not, I have nothing to say about that.
Seeing Pika Herc in the building.
Yeah. Say that then, Gucci.
Say that then. What you saying, Gooch?
Yo, it's your boy, Gucci.
Ken.
Shout out to the team, man. 229, baby. Holy, we grinding. Shout out to the supporters, man. Gucci loves you guys, B. We all love you guys. You already know, man.
So say that then.
Say that.
But I think
then.
The gal them love Gucci. I think the gal them love Gucci, though.
Yo, man. Yo, this is crazy, though. But make sure you guys check out Six Views Uncut. We had a blast last week.
Did the chain come? Did the chain make a debut?
It didn't make it yet. You know what I mean? Me and Friday is on a, you know what I mean? We're talking to my boy to make it.
make an appearance.
So we'll see if it comes this week, you know? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But yeah, other than that, everything is going well. You know what I mean? So shout out to everybody rocking with the team. You already know it's your boy Gucci. Gang.
Gang, 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 gang. Gang.
Hold on, hold on.
I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Yo, big shout out to everybody out there. Quick thing before we even get into it, I want to send a big shout out to Mother Earth Deliveries.
Oh yeah, I just scrolled it up.
You know what I mean? Herc is scrolling up some of this piff here, some zombie kush. If you want to hit them up and get your hands on some of them goodies right here, hit them up on their website, medispensary.ca. That's medispensary.ca. Or hit them up on their Instagram page, MotherEarth_TO. Scene.
Get
your hands on some of that fuego.
Did someone say something about empty pipes?
Who else we got a shout out here? Oh, shout out to all the people who are at their office right now, all the office gang, all the 9-to-5ers out there. Shout out all the people who are listening to us on all the listening platforms, whether it's SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, any of the listening platforms that are, you know, pumping podcasts out there. Shout out to the subscribers as well as the members and all of them people watching us on YouTube.
I got one more thing to say. Mm-hmm. We're getting very close, people. That's all I got to say. Very close. Very, very, very close.
I'm confused.
It's okay. You're supposed to be confused.
Hey, hold on.
That's right. You're supposed to be confused, but we're very close. That's all I'm saying.
I hope it's not the announcement I'm about to make.
Nah, probably not. Probably. I would say it's 100% not the announcement that you're going to make.
Well, salute, because we got the spot that's going to be opening real soon. And like Herc was saying also, salute to the Toronto Collective over here at 389 Spadina Avenue. You know what I'm saying? They got all of the fucking paint supplies and all the types of stuff for, you know, very...
Feed the artist's wet dream right
here.
Yeah,
man. For all the hip-hop heads and just all types of heads out here, you know what I'm saying, who are getting their art on, you know what I'm saying?
You write graph, you collect vinyl, you collect toys, whatever you want to call it, artwork... Come here. They got it for you.
Yeah, man.
T-shirts. Yeah. They got it, though. Pins. They got it. They definitely got it.
For sure. And yeah, good looking out for letting us use the spot here. Also, we got the spot that we're going to be opening real, real, real soon. So look out for that. You know what I'm saying? It's confirmed. You know what I mean? The next episode of you see the We Love Hip Hop podcast, we're going to be up in our own studio. So look out for that real, 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 real soon. It's 3 years since the day of the passing of the untimely passing of Smoke Dogg.
And Cozy.
And Cozy. I want to send a quick RIP to him, you know what I'm saying? Big impact that he was making on the scene. He's still making on the scene, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Like, when was the first time that you heard of Smoke Dogg?
I don't even know. Okay, well. I probably heard of him, but the first video that I probably seen was Trap, Trap, Trap. You know what I'm saying?
Trap, Trap.
I don't know. That's like my favorite Smoke Dogg. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. That's all I know. But yeah.
What about
that song there? And then his other, obviously, I then became a fan of his music, but it was that song right there, probably. And then Count It Up.
Count It Up.
Yo, like, that mixtape was pretty good still.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just, I found out more about, like, him also with the Moji and the rest of the Halal gang. But it was that, the Trap's All I Know. That song for that me was trap, the, that was
trap.
It.
Trap house,
real niggas gonna kill it up in my band though. Yo, fire. R.I.P. Smoke Dog, talented young man that was taken away too early.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we can get past the negativity in the streets in Toronto, and you know, grow up and put some of that shit behind us. You know, like I said, I'm not. You know, you can't be in the street and in the industry. It's one or the other. You got to pick one. You know what I'm saying? So. Sooner or later, we'll catch up to you. So choose one, choose wisely. And yeah, RIP Smoke Dog, RIP Cozy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
RIP, man.
And RIP, like, because hold on, the whole weekend was just a violent weekend in the city.
So it was
more,
like five murders that weekend or something like that?
If I'm not mistaken, like next day, someone else, like, so to everyone that, like, is feeling it this weekend, over Canada Day and stuff like that, you know, RIP to the people that lost somebody. And yeah, RIP Smoke Dog and Cozy. But there was also mad shootings and other type of things. I think like 15 shootings in like an 8-hour period or some shit like that, a couple of murders. So it was crazy. So to the people that were involved in all of that shit, you know, RIP to those that lost their life. And hopefully we could figure out something better to do with our time than try to kill ourselves in the streets. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, man.
Yeah, I digress. But R.I.P. Smoke Dogg and Cozy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Gucci, what was the first Smoke Dogg tune that you remember hearing?
I was kind of late on Smoke Dogg still. But it was obviously this track.
Trap House number.
Yeah, Trap House, man. It was just once I heard that. The thing is, I was late on it, so it was already like booming. So when I heard it, I wasn't really like taking it in like that till like, I think I went to a club downtown. And I really seen how like these guys reacted, like it was crazy, like the Woodyas. They went mad.
As soon as the tune came on,
As soon as that came, I felt it, bro. I felt that
energy like ton
he,
up.
He didn't even have to be there.
The energy
I
just
felt
ton
like
up.
He was there. The way how the man and me are like, yo, I'm like, yo.
They all knew the words and shit.
Everything.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I got tapped in from there. I was like, yo, this is it.
I think the first time that I heard a Smoke, let me see if I could pull up the track there. Is it still?
Well, there's other tracks, but that was the one that was like, oh, this is it. But like, there's other tracks that I didn't even realize. Like I probably heard and I didn't know it was Smoke Dogg. But yeah, that trap, all I know.
This is the first time I heard him. Ahule!
Ahule!
This is hard too.
We still by the plaza. Oh yeah. Yeah, still by the robber. That's Moji, no?
Yeah. When I first saw that, I was like, this video looks crazy raw, man. But like, just the bop on it was, this beat right here, menacing, man. You know what I'm saying? But then when he really, really started getting on my radar is like, unfortunately, right before he passed, because he was doing a lot of collabos. Like he had like AJ Tracy gigs.
The
a
freestyle
whole bunch
was
of shit.
Stupid too.
Yeah.
The UK freestyle, that was stupid.
The Charlie Sloth. Yeah.
Perfect.
Holy
fire in the booth.
Crazy.
Yeah,
yo, that shit was stupid, bro.
He was, man.
And that was a good look. Like, honestly, that was a good look for the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That was a very good look for the city. You know, shout out Drake for flying all those guys out to the UK.
Yeah.
You know, and solidifying those connections. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a big thing, probably for like them. And for the city, that was really good. You know what I'm saying?
That was probably his first tour too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, he was well received. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I said, excuse me. talented young brother took it away too soon.
Facto. Yeah, soon, man. Once again,
could you imagine 3 years later the tracks he would have dropped if he was still here? Like, what is, oh my like, God, where he would have been? Like, look at Young Smoke.
I like Fountain too, like his other track, like, you know?
Yeah.
So he's, yo, man.
He was versatile.
He was so dope. Like, we took a big L. I'm not going to lie with that. Like, you know, like, Smoke Dog is fire, man.
Yeah, man. RIP to Smoke Dog. RIP to Cozy. Yeah, man. Like y'all said, man, gone too soon. Another thing that's popped up in the news here, and I wanted to get y'all opinion on here. The Derek Chauvin sentencing went down last week, right? He got 22 and a half years. What I want to know from y'all, because I guess the mandatory maximum that he could have got was 40 years.
Yeah.
30 to 40
years.
30
to 40 years, something like that. Do you think the 22 and a half years is enough?
Nah.
Nah?
So the fact is that they're going to appeal it. So
I think he should have got more than that. But at least we've seen a change, though. Like, at the end of the day, like, they said, like, you can't really reach too much. You know what I mean? Like, you can't reach too much. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, like, yo, there was a change that happened in our life. We all witnessed that, finally a white cop could get arrested for killing a black person. You know what I'm trying to say?
It's still not done, though. There's still three other people involved.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just because that one guy got 22 and a half years don't mean shit. There's three other officers involved same way that stood complicit and watched.
But at least they're going to see that, like, everyone should be treated equal now. Like, you know, like, at least if you could kill someone, you know that you could get arrested for this. So now police going to have to look at it like, all right, I'm not going to try to kill this black guy.
Well, they're saying that, like, even with his time, he's probably not going to be in, like, he's not doing, he's doing state time.
What do you mean state time?
So, like, in the States, they don't have it the same way as us.
Provincial, federal?
Yeah, like, if you get 2 years plus a day, you're gone to the federal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They'll just, like, decide, okay, are you getting this amount of years state time or this amount of years fed time? So.
Also, he's not going federal.
He's not going federal.
You know, but don't worry, it doesn't matter. Police and jail in the mix. So no matter, police in a jail in the mix. Someone's gonna find out. Even the lowliest PC guy is gonna be like, you know what, I gotta get at that cop. And, like, especially who he is too, being the fact that it's the cop that killed George Floyd, or you know what I mean, not to be rude, but it is what it is. So I feel even the lowest of the lowest PC rat guy would try to get at him same way, even if it's just to get stripes amongst the PCs. You understand what I'm saying? Because what are they gonna do? They're gonna put him in some soft, super soft jail.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like a camp or some shit.
Probably.
He'll probably get paroled on his first go around. You know what I'm saying?
So do you think that 22 and a half years is enough?
Nah, they should have gave him the max.
Yeah. They were saying in the sentencing that they tried to give a fair enough sentence where it was long enough, but also, like, addressed, like, the concerns of the public.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's just say, let's look at it like this. They gave AR Ab 45, bro.
Yeah.
They gave AR Ab 45. I'm not saying whatever, but, like, come on. Because of the way, from what I've seen his demeanor in court, the judge's like, yeah, I'm gonna keep it in mask because he was crossing
and huffing and puffing whatever. And shit.
But, like, nigga's been in jail in the worst fucking, like, during this pandemic and all of that shit, not to switch gears or nothing. But yeah, like, he should have got the max. Like, they gave this guy for hustling and doing his thing, whatever, you know. But he's a cop. So at the end of the day, he's one of them. Even though he broke the fucking, you know, they punished him for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got his for a reason. It's not just because, you know, they wanted to prove a point. Or, you know what it is? They needed him to be the scapegoat. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's, but if he didn't get enough years, then it's like, is it really an example?
But that's the joke. It's a slap in the face. It's like what is it called? A backhanded compliment? That's what it is. You want to pander to the people. Okay, he's guilty on all charges. Give him 24 and a half. We won't give him the 40, the max. Give him 20, just over 20. But nowhere near the max.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if the roles were reversed now and say George Floyd was in a position where he had the cop down with his knee on the throat for 8 minutes, and the cop died. You don't think this nigga's getting the fucking max?
He would have been under the jail.
Yeah, the man is getting 5 life sentences.
Yeah.
Yo, he's getting the death sentence. He's not even getting the life sentence. He's getting the death sentence. Oh, we're going to go for the death sentence, Your Honor. I know this case doesn't call for it, but seeing the circumstances and what happened, yeah, we're gonna call for the death penalty.
Try to ship him to Texas or something.
Right? Like, so, like I said, backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he got 22 and a half years. Whoop-de-doo. They should have gave him the max. Like, he killed a man. Clearly, when the man's begging and pleading for his life,
yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So, what are they going to do with the other 3 cops now, or 4 cops who were involved there? I can't remember if it was 3 or 4.
There's three more.
So, what are they going to do? Slap them on the wrist, suspension, paid duty. You know, what's his name? Did the dirt already. He's got the 22 years. So, why do we need to get big numbers?
Well, this is funny because, and it's funny that you brought up the other 3 cops because everybody's been so focused on Derek Chauvin.
Mm hmm.
That it's like, I feel like the other 3 guys kind of just slid under the radar.
That's
like,
right.
Nobody's like wondering about what's going on with their cases, what their charges were and stuff
Zombie
like that.
Cushion's, you know, not that bad. It's pretty good. Yeah, it's got a nice little kick to it. But yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, the situation is different, Carl.
Yeah.
If it was the other way around, God forbid, even if it was a black cop with a white suspect, I feel the man would have got the max.
Mm.
Well, shit, what I'm saying,
man. It's fucked up, man. I agree with both of y'all. I don't think that 22 and a half was enough.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying, like, you know, they could have given the max, you know what I mean? But even like a 30 piece.
Listen, the worst thing they want to do right now is have people outside protesting.
Mm.
So give the man the numbers, give him the time, right? So people feel appeased, you know what I'm saying? They gave the family a big judgment, so, you know what I'm saying, they got, you know, the family got settlement, and there's nothing against that. You know, I have nothing against them getting a settlement.
Yeah,
but now it's like, what about the next guys?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Is it like, you know, bait and switch?
Well, we'll see what's going on, because like, now that they,
like, do they even have a court date for those guys? Do they have a trial date set?
Who knows,
right? But like I said, if it was the opposite way around, black cop, white guy, same predicament, he's getting the max. Guaranteed, he's getting the max, and fam, it wouldn't even have took long too.
They didn't, like, I feel like those other 3 guys, they had the one guy that they bucked at the Walmart. They gave him a little bit of smoke.
Yeah, they gave him the business at the Walmart. Right? You haven't seen him since.
And yeah, man. It's like, yo, do you guys even have charges, fam? Like, walk on.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but yeah, just look. We have our own. We have a what? Look what happened here. RIP Sammy Yatin.
Mm-hmm.
Streetcar killer. That cop was known for pulling his gun on people.
Yeah, yeah.
Man was trigger happy. Within fucking what? Five minutes of him being on the scene, my youth was done. Mm-hmm. He was finished. You understand what I'm saying? The man got what? 6 years? He's working construction now. He's out on the road working construction now.
That's a fucking mod, right? Thing, man.
He's not a police officer no
six
more.
6 years, bro.
But you know he still has those police officer tendencies.
Probably still got a burner.
Yeah, probably an unregistered one. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Got a little one from the station.
You know, God forbid, you know, they ever need an auxiliary officer for something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is, it's sticky.
It is, man.
Very, very sticky. But shout out to the family, because yes, if they feel they got justice, then we won. It's what the family thinks.
That's,
you know,
a whole fact.
If the family is happy with the outcome and the years, who are we to complain?
Yeah.
Who are we to say anything? You know, we could have our opinions.
No,
you know,
you're right, because I never heard them say shit.
What is the family saying? What is his, like, his brothers, his sisters, whatever family he has alive still.
Mm-hmm.
What is their take on what happened? Are they satisfied? Do they feel like justice was served? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Like, all the other shit is redundant. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I want to know if the family is happy with the outcome and they feel like they got justice for their slain family member.
Yeah.
That's what I really want to know.
No, that's the all most the important.
All the other poppy show, this and that doesn't really matter to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it don't matter what the fuck we think end of the day, as long as the family's fucking happy, bro. You're right.
Right, so.
But yeah, man, RIP to George Floyd, man.
Facto.
You know what I'm saying? Justice for George.
Facts.
And yeah, man, we'll keep y'all posted as we get more information on the other 3 Mayutes there. But let's get to our top six. The
Richard
music
Writers.
Videos,
you know.
I think I said Richard Writers. Holy. But let's get to our music shit here, man. Nice top six this week, yo. A lot of
I ain't mad at it.
Yeah, man. A lot of the Toronto All-Stars here on our list. You know what I'm saying? A healthy list from the comment gang. The honorable mentions, I'm gonna say it again. Not so crazy this week, yo. I don't know. The outside's got people like, yo, I don't feel like
yo,
shooting
I'm outside,
a music
fam.
Video,
yo,
fam.
Studio?
Yo, but fam, okay. Before I'm we outside. Get to the list, if everybody's outside, unless I'm missing something, because I feel like I'm going through all the same pages. Six Buzz, they're like, they don't have as much. Six Buzz premieres, right? Not as much music video postings as usual, right? If mans are outside, why not shoot a video?
Fam, you know how hard it is to get a hold of the cameraman right now? I'm just joking. I don't know why. The
cameraman's outside too.
I don't know why they're... Yeah, the cameraman is probably working. Like, who knows? Like, yo, he's probably booked up. Like, fuck, I can't get a video slot. I can't get slot time. Like, yo, this is crazy. I need my cameraman. I can't even get my shooter. He's busy. He's shooting somewhere else. Like, you know what I mean?
Shit, so, man.
At the end of the day, I feel like give it time. City's going to warm up. You know what I mean? What, Cardinal just had that free show today, wasn't it?
Yeah. Free to City.
Yeah, right?
You know what I'm saying? So, over at the City View drive-ins and shit, you know what I'm saying?
So there's that, right? So who knows? But hopefully, yeah, the music will pick up. Or, like I said, we just got to look, I guess, in other places to find the music.
Yeah. Well, salute to the people who came through this week, you know what I mean? You know, we got a nice top six right here. So let's get to it. Number six, Six Buzz featuring BLN, Bad Gal Freestyle.
This track is good still.
Yeah.
I
was very entertained.
Like,
yeah, man. Shorty has a nice vibe, yo. Fun vibe. You know what I'm saying? She had a lot of like funny dance moves and shit in there.
Yeah. It's like they put some thought and energy into this video.
Yeah, I think she played a few characters in the video too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a part where she like, you know, she's in detention and stuff like that, right? But right near the end, she comes in like
Wagwan.
Yeah, that's her too, right?
Yeah, she comes. I think so. Yo, Wagwan.
But the flows, holy.
Yo, the girls, them are coming. And I even say the ladies. And I sorry, let me wheel that back. The ladies are coming.
Mm-hmm.
The fire, the heat, the bars, making the man look like, yo, buddy, you guys need to step up your game. The girls, them are coming with fire. They're coming with bars. Like, and they're not like.
Yeah, she's
I'm not hearing a lot of auto-tuning from the ladies either. Yeah, I'm just hearing straight fire bars. Like, yo, they're just spitting tracks. Like, yo, they're rapping.
Dare I say that the ladies over here in Toronto, a lot of them are really better rappers than the guys.
Ooh, Friday's being sticky, eh? You get mixy Friday?
And I'm no disrespect to the guys, but a lot of the guys are more dependent on, yo, my song is saucy. And I'm not saying that they're auto-tuning.
But that's true.
But
is.
They're like, you know, my hook is nice and whatever. You know, I'm not saying, you know, a bunch or they try to dumb it down, where a lot of the girls are like, they'll lean into like rapping.
Yo,
rapid
goes,
fire.
Double time, rapid. Like, she's killing it, bro. Like, she's doing her thing.
And, you know, besides her, like, it's just a thing that I'm seeing. Like,
you know, all the female rappers in this city, I say 90% of them are coming with that fire.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, they're spitting bars. They're showing that they have skills. They're showing they can use cadence and double time and all these type of different things. They're throwing in patois slang, everything. Like, they're doing their thing. And they're doing choreography in the videos. Some of them are doing their own choreography.
Yeah.
They're dancing in the videos. Like, the women are, they're working. They're really, they're doing their thing. You
That's
the
thing that
mean?
The guys won't do, right? Like, obviously, like, it's, or not obviously, but it looks kind of weird to... For some of these bodmon to be like in the video doing choreography and shit, but like when a girl could rap better than you and bust a move, like I don't know, man.
And she has humor too in this video. They have humor.
Yeah. You know, there might be something to the bias still, you know. I ain't gonna hold you. There might be a little bit something to the bias, like where like the women aren't getting enough love, because with all these different talented points and stuff that we were just mentioning right here, fam, you would think that more of these women are like getting more views, getting more love. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's up to the city. Oh, she's all breaking out the dance moves from back in the day. The heel toes. Like, yo, watch out, yo.
Yeah, man. Gucci, what you think of this, man? We got caught up on this shit.
Yeah, it's I like the video. I like the video. I'm not gonna lie.
The nemesis.
And yeah, no, she came dope still. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's fire. It's fire. That's why she's on the list. You know what I mean? It's fire. That's all I gotta say. Gucci fucks with it. You know what I mean?
Oh, say that then. Gucci fucks with it.
Yeah, man. I was happy to see this on the list, man. Big up to DVBLM. Big up to 6buzz. I don't know if this is like, I guess this is a 6buzz record, right? That's probably off of their mixtape, you know what I'm saying? I'll go do a double check later on, you know what I'm saying? So I don't look crazy over here on these mics. But yeah, man, number 6 on our list. But number 5, We Love Hip Hop alumni, Tizzy Stacks.
Yeah.
No more.
Yeah. I like the message he's bringing in this track.
I knew
track.
You would still.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
at home listening to it. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Rick would like this.
Yeah. I like the message.
Yeah, man's pouring the lean into the toilet and shit. Not,
but he said he. Okay, see. I know. See, he's pouring up in the beginning.
But he's pouring liquor. I just realized now.
He's pouring out the lean. Right, like he pours up the lean, but in the very, if you go back to the beginning when he's walking, that's not liquor.
Is that liquor? Oh, that is lean.
No, that's actually looks like some Southern Comfort, maybe.
That's what I thought. Right.
Okay, so anyways, he said he's off the lean, and I applaud him for that. And that shot right there, that's Dufferin and DuPont, right by Galleria Mall.
Hold on, let me throw in a round of applause there. Ricky Lake with the sound effects.
Well, yeah, I'm glad to hear that. He said, you know what? I'm done with the lean.
Yeah, man. And he's in the pocket as usual, you know what I'm saying? I really fuck with Tizzy Stacks' music, man.
But more than just him saying that he's off the lean, if you actually listen to what he's saying in the track, he's dropping some knowledge. Yo. He's dropping gems, bro.
Yeah,
life
man.
Experiences and shit he's talking about. You know, sleeping by the roaches and shit.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's like seeing man get jealous over jewelry, and it's crazy. Like, yo.
Yeah, there's content in the bars. You know what I'm saying? It's not just, and we're out here and fucking slide on the ops, Ray, Tay, Tay. You know what I'm saying? It's like the man's saying some shit. You know what I mean? I fuck with it. You know what I mean? Gucci, what you think?
This one was different from Tizzy Stacks, though. You know what I mean? But no, I like this. I like this one still. I like this one. The video is always fire. This video is always fire. This is a fire video. So, you know, I like it still. But I know Tizzy Stacks, like, with his other tracks. I like his other tracks. Like, you know, like, I feel like this is coming different, this one. So it's all right to me. I like it.
Yeah, man.
What about you, Friday? What do you think?
I fuck with Tizzy Stacks' music as a whole, man. And just to hear, like, the messages that he's dropping in here, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he sounds like he's self-reflecting a lot, you know what I mean? So I fuck with it.
Well, you can see, like, he's growing.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting older, you know? As you get older, we all get older, things change. And shit that used to be important isn't important as much as before as you get older. You know?
Yeah. And the scenery in the video is fire.
Yo, the cinematography is dope. The way it was shot, definitely. Like, the drone shots and everything. Yo, it's proper. It's very good.
Yeah, man. Big salute to Tizzy Stacks. You know what I mean? Like I said, We Love Hip Hop alumni doing his motherfucking thing. Number 5 on our list. But number 4, also We Love Hip Hop alumni and 6 Views Uncut alumni, Bugs. Auto Theft.
This is my pick of the week.
Straight. Gucci jumped out right quick. I ain't even playing with y'all. I'm letting you know right off the rip.
Holy.
Now you gotta play some of this stuff.
Right off the rip.
Gucci, you got hype. This is your tune right here, eh?
Right off the rip. Right off the rip.
I'm waiting for this YouTube to catch up. Here we go. Hey. Man's over in the car.
I'm tired of this shit, man. Niggas from M's can't be doing this shit.
She want more, give her less.
Yo, what? Hold on. Is the man trying to get himself an Oscar and shit like that, too?
Hey.
Yeah, yeah, I know what his acting is.
I know, right? He's natural with it still. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? It's the glizzy or the tech. Got a pill and it's a tech. She's so perky. Hey. You got a baddie in there, too. A little bony one. Jeez. You know what I'm saying?
Bony one.
Yeah, man. What y'all think of this tune right here, sir?
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. Like you said, he's in his acting bag. He's doing his thing. It's a little different, you know?
Yeah.
In the garage, you know, the mechanic, you know, working in the shop.
Boogsdale, Washington, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's a good one.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good one, Friday.
Fucking... Nah, it's fire, though. Like, you just came in the verse, the hook. You already know Boogs. This.
He put 50 grand on his neck.
He's so damn catchy, man. Like, anyone could pick up on his lines. Like, you could hear his track the first time, and you would know. Like, you just can remember it. It's just nice and easy.
It
like,
sticks in your head.
It sticks in your head. Catchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. No, I fuck with the tune heavy. Yeah. From the time when it first dropped, I was like, yo, this guy. He's got another one, man. Like, all his music, like, the last 3-4 videos.
Yeah, the last one. What was the last one he did?
Scum.
Yeah.
I'm back, baby. Show me love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Sorry for the Wait.
Sorry
for the Wait track. Yeah, that one was fire, too.
Yeah. She was... That's the one when
Took
he had the...
Took it back to the sixth grade.
Yeah, man. I guess... Father figure might actually be on the way this time.
That's never dropping. I'm sorry.
No.
I want it to drop. I know the city wants it to drop. Yeah. Like, but I don't know, man.
Don't worry, Bugs. I believe in you, fam. Father figure on the way. Let's go.
I believe in him, too. But, like, track records, man. Like, yo.
Scum. Don't worry. I got love.
We all got love. We want to hear the mixtape. We want to hear the album.
It's the album, Crow.
Yeah, the album. Not even the mixtape. Sorry, the album. We want to hear the album. Like, we want to hear the album.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. Salute to Bugs, man.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Doing his thing.
Very dope video right here. Very creative. You know what I'm saying? Number 5 on our list. Big, big tune. But we're in the top 3 right now.
What?
Number 3, Pangs and Tutu, Gangsta.
This track's hard.
Talk to me, fam.
This track's hard. The video's hard.
You hollered at me.
All I got to say is the track is fire. That's all I got to say. The track is hard. Yo, the track is hard. You want to be gangster? Yo.
This is how far it is, this guy.
Yo, the track is hard.
The man hollered at me. He's like, yo, that tune. Did you hear that tune? That shit is.
I'm surprised it's only number 3. I thought it was going to be number 1. But yo, that track is hard. I like the video. There's the one scene where the guy's in the orange Lambo. The man's like sitting on the passenger door.
Yeah.
With his arms crossed like this for the whole shoot. He's like, yo, the man's just rolling like, yo, this is it.
He's ready.
Yo, he's just jamming. Like, he's just relaxed. Like, yo, this is a normal thing. Like,
they don't dance no more, yo. All they do is that.
Yo, you see him. The man is just like, I don't know if it's in
this
scene,
that
yo,
Lambo's looking clean.
Yo, even the Bentley or the GT, the drop top. Yo, the color on that. Stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, This song right here, they're going in.
These guys are back. Yeah. They didn't miss a step.
Like, yo.
Five.
Yeah, because what? When Griselda dropped, basically, Pengs was locked up, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is like his first track since Griselda, right?
Yeah, she bought it. She Griselda
bought it. All I know is, what, 100K plus in 6 days? That's pretty good.
Yeah, they were trending on YouTube. I seen 16 one day and then 15 the other day. I'm 14, like, oh.
It went down to 14. Yo, yeah.
That means it's going up.
Yo, the bars in here?
Yeah.
The bars in here? Yo. For 14?
Yo. I had my gun in my video.
Yo, not even.
Hold on, let me give it a run.
14? Times two, get him off the stand. Yo. Yo. Fire track, yo. That's a wheel this back.
It's nasty, I'm not gonna lie, man.
This track is hard, bro. Yo.
The hook? Oh my gosh.
So. Yo,
I'm wearing my gun in my video. This guy's bro. Cadence is crazy, bro.
Bro, yo, the man, yo, the one, yo, the hardest line though for like the one line there that he drops, yo, I've been CLE since fifth grade, and they're like, wallahi. Yo, that part weird, that part right there is like, oh, yo, like fuck, I was like goosebumps, bro. Like, yo, the way that this, yo, the wallahi, yo, that part, yo,
wallahi,
yeah. The way that he just did that, I don't know what it was. It was just like. The way it dropped, I was like, "Whoa, shit!"
That on the bounce, bro.
That was sick, yo. I was feeling that, but this track's bad stuff. This track's gangster, yes.
Say that, man. It's fire, gangster, fire, man. I can't believe they killed the hook.
Let me get the fire over here.
They killed the verse, everything, the beat,
both of them.
They're just playing one. Like you could tell they're having fun.
Yo, they killed it.
yeah.
Sauced it up.
Yeah, man. Salute to both of those mans there, man. Big, big tune. Number three on our list this week.
Those guys to come for an interview.
Yeah, man. Let's go, guys. You know what I'm saying?
CLE, not Cleveland.
CLE, not Cleveland. But let's get to number two on our list right here. Also, We Love Hip Hop alumni.
Yes, yes, yes.
The Crook Scoreboard.
Shaq's fire.
Even on the scoreboard.
Yeah, but the Crook always drops fire tracks, still. Crook can rap. He can rap. I give that to him. He can definitely rap.
You know what I like what he's doing now, though? He's not just rapping and just saying, okay, let me just use some sample shit or just throw some scratches on a hook. He's doing some saucy hooks.
Yeah.
And then instead of continuing the saucy hook style, boom. Oh, no. I got bars. I got bars for you, too. You know what I'm saying? So he's diversifying his style.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's showing his versatility.
He's doing his thing on this track.
Yeah, man. I fuck with the Crook heavy. He's, you know what I mean? I'm on record saying that the Crook is one of my favorite rappers out here, man.
Jeez.
You
know
I've been a fan of the Crooks from flipping before the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, and the song is old. The flipping, I can't remember. Yo.
Stories.
Yeah, no. Fuck up your day like stepping in a turd. What the fuck? Yo. Yo. Crook comes with some bars. Like, yo, even he's like, oh, yo, he has bars. Like, I give him that. He has bars.
Yeah.
He has bars.
Yeah, man. And the video is fire, too, man. You know what I'm saying? Gucci, what you think of this here?
Fire. The video is fire. The track was fire. Like, just fire.
Mm-hmm.
Fire. That's all I got to say. Fire.
Yeah, yeah, man.
This is my track of the week.
Some boss shit, bro.
This is my track of the week.
Still. That's your track of the week?
Yeah, this
okay.
is my track of the week.
Okay. Say that then.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my track
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Big up to the Crook, man.
I'm surprised. I thought you were going to say the Pangs.
No. This one, the scoreboard came. I'm like, yo, all right. Okay.
What does that mean?
Like, the Crook is lyrical, right? So.
Yeah, man.
And I like the concept of the scoreboard, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Like I said, the visuals are crazy, fam. I'm just mesmerized, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, big up to the Crook, man. You know what I mean? Number two on the list. It popped up. It was, you know, it was kind of even for the whole list, but then people were like, nah, that Crook song though. Okay. Right. So big fucking tune.
That's a trend in the city now.
Mm.
Double wrist watches, two watches.
Oh, no, that's a rap trend now.
That's what I'm saying. That's a trend. But in the city too, that's a trend. These guys double rock, double rollies, whatever. They're
double protectful leaps.
Yeah, whatever. Just double, just bust down.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, fucking, you know, the niggas is watching Lil Baby and all them. These guys are, they're Kodak Black.
Bust down.
You know, keeping up with the Joneses, fam.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
But yeah, man, big up to the Crook.
Fire track.
But let's get to the number one.
Number one in the city. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Nah, number one.
Number one. Flack Connect. Or Fly Connect. Lucid. I know I totally fucked up homie's name.
Doesn't matter. He's number one. We'll still get it right later.
Yeah, man. You know, you could fucking shit on me in the comments. You know what I'm saying? But big up to homie here. Tune is trippy, man. Not my favorite tune. Dope video, though. You know what I'm saying? I like the cinematography going on in here. You know what I mean? They got their post-edit going on real nice. You know what I'm saying? What you think of this tune here, PK Herks?
I didn't really get to hear all of it. I heard some of it, but from what I heard, I didn't mind it. I liked it. You know what I'm saying?
It's like some lo-fi shit.
Yeah, it's different. It's not the same.
Give it a little run here. Later, I got everything I didn't have. Living in the moment, I start tripping off. Some chill shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's laid back. Like, yeah. But at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with that. It's good. You need that vibe, you know what I mean? Like, the vibe is where it's at. Sometimes the vibe is better than the whole, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As long as the vibe is proper, everything else can be proper.
Yeah, that was
Gucci. Oh, okay. I thought it was me over here dropping shit.
Yeah, Gucci's fucking behind the scenes doing what he gotta do here. But yeah, man, like I was saying, if the videos, it's a nice chill vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like the cinematography, but, like, you know, the song is just, it's a chillaz. It's just a chillaz. You know chillaz. What I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not bad. Gucci. Number one, though.
Yeah.
People fuck with it. They rock with it.
I don't really like it. Like, it's because it's, we like, you know, it's a good track, but, like, it's not my style, you know? It's too more, like, it's too, like.
You need a turn up.
It's too chill for me, like, you know, like. I'm turned up, like, you know what I mean, like
Gucci. Yeah, turn up.
But it made number one, right? So
hey,
people fucking with it. So whether Gucci don't like it or not, you're number one. So shout out to you, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And shout out to the comment gang out there who came out super super strong. Let me know how to pronounce your name, homie. I'm gonna try for it one more time. Flakonek. I don't know. Let me know in the comments below, yo. Let's get to the honorable mentions real quick here. 10 minutes. Okay. We got our guest who is in the building tonight. So you know, it's going to be a big, big episode. Short honorable mentions list right here. RIPA, Can't Fall in Love, FBG, Kill to Live, DBX2, Walk Him Down.
Sick track.
Yeah, man. Sick track. Fucking video too, man.
Yeah. The whole concept.
Yeah, man. Quick Matthews, No Friends in the Industry Freestyle, L Key, nice. How I Feel, JC Times, and NGN Noski? Oh, fuck that up. What a Story, Cozy, the Retour, Braca, Drill Stories, and those are two Montreal guys. The Triggs, Facts, and Fucho, Gangsta Party, also from Montreal. Unison, Touch Me, 100, Hop Out, 4 minutes of Psycho Time. Yeah, that's on Top 5's Instagram, YouTube channel also. Sorry, El Plaga, Sick People, TG Mo, Dre North, Lil RK, and Bang 5. Holy, that's a lot of mans on one tune. 4 minutes of Psycho Time, and last but not least, MG Baby Beatbox Remix.
I want to take in that 4 minutes.
Yeah, man. Posse cuts are back, fam. You know what I'm saying? Quick thing before we get to our break here. You popped up. Or you, what was it, Sunday you sent me a text? Or was it Monday? What fucking day was that? And you sent me a pic, and I was like, whoa. And then you sent me another one, and I was like, is that Michael?
Oh. Yeah, that, like, I was just...
Walk on.
It was a shock to me. Like, I wasn't privy to the information where I was like, yo, a man asked me to fart for his, like, to pass through because his birthday and have one to drink.
Salute to this right? Sound studio man. Then.
I was going to get there, but yeah. Think? All right. Anyways, Suspect Sound. Shout out Suspect Sound and Suspect Studios, right?
Yeah.
So let's rewind a bit. So my birthday was a couple weeks ago, and the man seen me. And he's like, yo, if you have time, pass through and have a drink. But, you know, mans were drinking and partying. You know, not too saucy, no excuse, but I didn't make it over there. You understand what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
Fast forward now, I seen him again, and the man, actually, he linked me. He's like, yo, my birthday, whatever, if you want to pass through, have a drink. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'll forward, because true, whatever. I didn't get the forward last time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I forward now. So when I pull up, just, you know, like, whatever, I pull up, have my blunt rolled, just chilling, whatever. So we go upstairs now, and then I walk in, and I see homeboy rocking a Revenge sweater. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. So I look at him, I'm like, okay, look. And then, like, when I focused.
Hold on, just a random person.
Like, the homeboy's just there wearing a Revenge sweater. So I'm just thinking, because, you know, whatever. They hand them out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Should we have them?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Facts.
So I'm just thinking, whatever. And he's just, it's a studio. It's a recording studio.
Yeah.
So I'm not thinking much of it. Then I look now after I, you know, like, pay attention to what's going on. I see what's going on. Boom. Moolah's there filming a scene for a video. Then I look over to my right, and there's Pyrex sitting on the couch chilling, jamming. Like, yo, walk on with a G, you know? Just, like, kick back. Like, yo. I'm like, hold on a second. What's going on here?
What the fuck?
Yo, like.
Say what?
Yo, hold on. I'm like, yo, the man, I'm just sliding the end. So, like, yo, they're, whatever. They're working. You know what I'm saying? They're
doing their thing.
And then, you know, Osama came. It just became a thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, holy shit.
Like, wait a minute. The whole Rex just popped up in fucking PK, bro.
Well, yeah. Well, they're doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Because, mm-hmm. you know, Moolah drops videos like crazy.
Yeah.
So it was shocking to see them, but not shocking to know that he's dropping a video. He's recording a video. And it's a good backdrop for a video. Shit, we recorded there.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So whatever. It is what it is. So yeah, it was more of a, I just stumbled on it. You understand what I'm saying? Because I was just going to have a drink with a man for his birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry.
And he was having a little get together. So he never informed me or told me that, yo, these men are going to be there. So when I went there, boom, it just happened to work out the circumstance, you know?
And you went in, you had the Balenciagas on and everything already. And
who, me? Nah, bro. You know how I stay already. I come like casual. I come, you know, I I'm just me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I'm just playing with you.
But yeah, no, like, you know what I mean? Came through, smoked a blunt, had a couple drinks, you know, shoot the shit, and let them do their thing, you know what I mean?
So what, no PK her cameo in the next?
Not that I know of. Not that I didn't take no cameo shots. Like, you know what I'm saying? We were just taking pictures, hanging out, shooting shit, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But no, I don't think so. Like, we took a couple of pictures, you know, maybe at the end. I don't know. I'm not saying whatever. You know what I'm saying? If it happens, it happens. It's a shock to me. But like I said, we were there. It was like I said, it was a shock to me that they were there in the first place, because I wasn't expecting to see them anyways. But it was a cool vibe. It was chill. You know what I'm saying? So I'm waiting to see the video. I want to see the video now. Like, I want to see the video. I don't care if I'm in it or not. I just want to see the video now, because I was like, oh shit, I was there when he was filming his shit. You know what I'm saying? So I want to see how it looks. You know what I mean?
Oh, did you ask him about his Instagram?
Oh.
No, because I'm not thinking like that, Friday. I'm not thinking, let me get into interview mode and ask this guy, yo, what about your Instagram account? What happened with
it? Go on, Bridget. Like, are you back?
Nah, like that.
You know, it's actually just coming to me now. Like, pause. Like, yo.
Yeah, like, that's not, that's like, yeah, like I said, if maybe I'd known prior to going there and it wasn't just an organic meeting of like people that we know, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I wouldn't have been there for that. So I wouldn't have asked those questions. But no.
Real Moolah, what happened to your Instagram?
I didn't even think to ask him. Yeah, that's my line. Nah, I'm pissed. Fuck that nigga. I'm bipolar. That's my shit. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm pissed. My Instagram went bipolar.
Yeah, well, anything. Nonetheless, I didn't ask because I wasn't even thinking like that. I was just like, hey, shit, whatever. We're here. They're here. Cool. Keiko 1-2 pick and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Let them, I don't want to interrupt what they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
I don't
want to stop them from working. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to just insert myself.
All dancing up in the videos and shit.
I'm just there, smoke my blunt, chill in the background. You know what I'm saying? I asked if I could take some photos. The man them said yes, and they asked me if I could respect their boundaries by not posting whatever. So I'm like, nah, no problem. You know what I'm saying? I have no problem with that, and I can respect that. I would do that for anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, once again, I wasn't planning on being there. It just happened, and whatever, it worked out. It was good. It was a vibe. You know what I'm saying?
A little behind the scenes.
Yeah, it was more of a behind the scenes than on set for like the way you made it seem was like I was on set to like a major production or some shit. Nah, I just stumbled onto something that happens to be behind the scenes. That's all.
Handling one, two lighting. Nah, man, that's not how it goes, man.
Right? No, it was like, no, it was just circumstance. It just happened to work out. Shout out Suspect Sound. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Salute to Suspect Sound. Salute to the Sound Studio right? as well, man. Well, yeah, that's man. I just wanted to pick your brain on that right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's okay. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go to a break here. I got a tune here lined up here on the Spotify by our guest popping up just now. A little classic. Track is called "Let Me" by Melanie Durant featuring Garden Artificial.
Celebrity Fierce.
Let's go.
Celebrity Face.
And salute to Cardinal for that.
And alumni.
Hey.
We love hip hop alumni.
I dreamed of you last
we love hip hop.
Sunshine on my face, and I am golden with a tan. Everything would be alright. You just take my hand.
We love hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
Listen, I want to hold you for a quick moment. We have a segment called Smoke and Mirrors. Okay. And for the people who are just tuning into the Smoke and Mirrors segment, the people who are in the audio, for the people who are just tuning in, we have Melanie Durant in the motherfucking building. Let me throw some sound effects on there for her right there. Where's my sound effects? Yeah. And for the people who are just tuning into our Smoke and Mirrors segment, that's our segment where we talk about news. You know, we try to keep it local, but we move all around and we keep it musical for the most part. All right. Okay. So what we got here, Drake, and I was playing in the beginning of the show when we were first introing, like some Drake Scorpion tunes. It's been 3 years since the Scorpion album dropped.
Wow.
All right. Bunch of different things that were going around the Scorpion album. So there was the beef that he was having with Pusha T. This is when everybody discovered that he has a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
What do y'all remember off of that time when the Scorpion album dropped? I remember I had to. Well, I'll get to mine last.
I remember the jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wanted a jacket. That's what I remember. Everybody wanting the merch. Everybody wanting the jacket. Oh, like, yo, it's the hot thing to have, the Scorpion jacket.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I remember from it. Songs, they're all right too, but like what I really remember is the talk about like the jacket. People wanted that jacket. There was a jacket. I think there was a hat also, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I remember the most. But I like merchandise, so.
How about you, Mel?
For sure, the jacket and the picture with the darkness behind him. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was like a picture that everybody saw. You know, they kept putting that up there.
Yeah.
And is that the one that has No New Friends on it?
Mm-mm. No New Friends is actually a few albums before that, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, anyways, when I heard the No New Friends, I was like, yeah, no old ones either, Drake. Don't call nobody. Drake.
Hold on. Can we get a Drake story, please?
I went out to Atlanta and to visit my girlfriend who was working with Neo and Compound at the time. And we came out of the venue, and out front was standing Drake with Trey Songz. They were in the club in the next door.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was like, hey, what are you doing out here? You know, and I was like, oh, I'm here with my friend, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yo, call me, da, 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 we'll talk. And I was like, okay, cool. And he ended up calling me and telling me to come to his hotel room. But remember back in the day when the Kobe thing happened? It's like, you don't just go to some man's hotel room. Like, you're right. You know what I'm saying? You're putting yourself in a bad predicament. He never told me the studio was in the damn hotel room. I found that out like way later. And the thing is, because I wasn't in Toronto, I didn't have my car. And my girlfriend had another person staying at her place, and he just kept taking the car, so I didn't have no vehicle. So I was like, okay, well, whatever. That just didn't work out. But that was like the last time I talked to Drake.
So you never got the Drake collab.
Nope.
That could have been the collab that went, who knows?
Who knows is right.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
So, well, that's his fault. He should have been more clear that the studio is in the hotel.
There's a studio in there. There's microphones in here.
He should have been more clear about it. He should have been more clear about it.
Right? Let me send you a picture, yo.
Yeah, right? Like, he should have been more clear about it. He should have gave more disclosure, more evidence, more context to what's going on. Right. There is a studio in the hotel. We'll come, we'll do some music.
40's right here, you know, yo, don't worry.
It's not what you're thinking. You know, I'm professional. I'm a gentleman, you know.
Oh, man. Gucci Gooch. Scorpion memory.
You talking about Drake?
Yeah.
A memory with Drake?
From the Scorpion album, from that album.
When the album dropped.
Let me see if I can try the Scorpion album. This is what's off the Scorpion.
I can't remember any.
Hey.
This was hard though.
Beats fire.
It sounds like.
Look. I just flipped the switch.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know nobody else. Sorry. Is doing.
Shit, it sounds like I just flipped the switch. You were right on point.
I don't even remember any. Like, I would have to hear it. Like, I don't remember.
The low-hanging fruit is you were hiding a child. That was the big bombshell around that time.
Well, Pusha T, yeah.
The Pusha T, right? But he had to maneuver a bunch of shit around when he was dropping the album because he had it already in the clip, ready to go, and then Pusha T just started hailing on him.
Bro. Yeah, but that Pusha T thing, he was winning until Pusha T went with that. With the atomic bomb.
When he said that, he wrote a song.
Remember, the city was rocking with Drake so hard that they tried to rush Pusha T on stage.
Fam, during that time.
You forget that, right?
No, I can't forget it because CBC asked me to do commentary, asked me questions about that shit. This is how big that shit was going on. Like, that album was like a big deal. It was a double album. Which was like, it's not kind of even heard of in the streaming era, right? Because like people don't buy physicals anymore. So the album has like, 23 songs on it or something? Like,
actually
25. Yeah,
that's nice. Cool. You know what I'm saying? So nice. That's the thing. Was he really hiding his child? Like,
I don't know. I think
your kids deserve their privacy, you know what I mean? Until they want to be an artist or, you know, jump out and be seen. It's like, it's not their choice.
Especially at the age that he is. Like, it's not like you said.
He's a little sweet baby.
He's defenseless, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, he has family to defend him, obviously. But, like, in terms of, that wasn't Pusher T's, right to disclose that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He did it in a malice way. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he did it for shock value and for clout and to win a battle. You understand that he was like on the losing end of. Yeah. You understand? So he went nuclear.
Yeah.
Right. To the point where Drake didn't even respond because it's like, okay.
Well, it was the 666 that really took him. Where he was like, if I respond, the things that I gotta say is gonna ruin you. It's gonna ruin Kanye.
It's gonna be a whole shit show.
Yeah.
So it was better he just hold his tongue and, you know, whatever. But that was the bombshell, is that the man's son was announced to the son, to the world, even though he wasn't ready to make that announcement per se himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
right in album mode, right? Like, you're making an album, and then people are just. Imagine
pop the deflation.
Yeah, like you as an artist, Mel. Like, you're in album mode. You're just thinking about making your music, and then just the whole world sending shots at you.
That's the worst. I'm not saying that the whole world's ever sent shots at me, but like I was coloring my mobile thing that I'm trying to decorate my music video thing for, and I got in a conversation with somebody. And it just sucked the wind out of my sails. Like, I just felt I didn't want to be creating at that moment anymore for that day.
Yeah.
You know, it stopped me from working on it since. But I got to get back to it starting tomorrow. And actually, this place is very inspirational. It's like, look at all the colors.
This is an artist.
Like, yep, I got a job to finish.
Like, if you're an artist and you like to draw, this is the place to come.
Yeah, I like to draw, just not hands.
Well, you could learn them. They're hard, but you could learn it. You can talk. You can teach yourself.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, man.
So quick question. Shoot. What is Drake's son's name?
Adonis.
That's right. Okay, because I remember they
said
that.
I'm a Drakeologist. Sorry.
No, no, that's fine. You answered the question. I love that. Because in one of Drake's songs, he says, "I just love my mom in my bed." Right? So
the rumor was like that was supposed to be his name, his middle name. It's, I don't know. It's internet conspiracy theorist. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just wanted to put that out there because it's the 3-year anniversary of the Scorpion album.
Oh, nice. Wow.
That's crazy.
So salute to Drizzy Drake, you know what I'm saying, and the whole OVO crew. One last news story I want to pop up on y'all because it's going on in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby is home.
Oh, yeah.
He touched road?
He has touched
road. He free up?
Road.
So he said.
Yeah.
But under what grounds? Like, I'm like, okay,
they
if
he threw
didn't
out
do
the
it,
case.
Okay, so
but didn't man's already go to jail?
So this is the thing. Okay, so back. Okay, so this is what happened. So back originally before like this when he went to jail for it. Supposedly he went on like did like a deposition or something, went and spoke about whatever and was told whatever he says can't be used against him in a court of law. But then something changed, either the prosecutor or something changed. And they ended up using his own words, if I'm not mistaken, using his what he said in the confidence of not being used against him. They ended up saying, well, situation's changed now, and we're going to use that to convict you and help build a case, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And now this judge is like, but hold on. You told the guy set that this is what's going to happen if he comes and talks to you, and now you basically, it's like double jeopardy. Like
entrapment.
Entrapment. Basically, that's it. So they're like, yo, send him home. But there's conspiracy theory. There's conspiracy theory why that they wanted to send Bill Cosby to jail.
Well, right? they're saying that this open. Well, because of the NBC and all that type.
No,
of
not even. That's just one theory. It's more. From what else I've seen and I've heard about is that he has a big oil deposit under his property.
What the fuck?
Yeah, where he lives, like where his land is, wherever he is in states.
He's sitting on oil.
Yeah, and they want to like, they want to probe, and he doesn't want them to probe. Like they're like saying the man sitting on so much oil. If I might be wrong. So if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. But supposedly he's sitting on so much oil. They just want his driveway. They just want to tap at his driveway. They don't even want to really get into his land. They just want to tap like his driveway. Like where is but he's thinking like, yo, once I give them the right to do that, what's next? They might just come and say, you know what, we want to take your land from you and whatever. It's a big, you know, like there's theories. So, but yeah, free up Bill Cosby. Where are the Coogee sweaters at? Huh? Where's all the Coogees? Where's all the Coogee sweaters?
Hold on, you can get some.
Where's all the Coogee sweaters? Where's Biggie with the Coogee sweater? Where's all the Coogee sweaters? You know they have to have a brand new fresh Coogee when he touched road. When they came to pick him up in the limo, they had the fresh Coogee sweater. You know the Cosby theme's playing in the background. Yo, remember the dance step? The dance step, yes. How it used to start with the feet? It used to start with the feet and then yes. You know it. No Gucci?
Holy, Lisa Bonet was looking like a snack.
You know the Cosby's?
She's beautiful.
Gucci don't know the Cosby's.
Okay, hold on. Because I ain't even going to lie. I was kind of phony. I was like, you dirty pig. You dirty man. Yo, when they convicted him, I'm like, yo, you see this? Oh, shit.
Whoa, whoa.
Is it me? Feedback. I'm so sorry. Feedback.
Let's go.
My shoulders got real high.
I was like, get him.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, you home. Okay, yeah, Bill, we good.
Oh, no.
I was riding for Bill. I've been riding for Bill from day one. Yo, I've been riding for Bill. I won't even lie. Like, when people are like, but yo, this and that. But yo, once again, not to, you know, the people that were affected,
you and Boosie, man.
The people that were affected. But I'm saying, yo, in that era, in that time, Listen. That was that, like, yo, I'm not saying what it was right. I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying whatever happened, I'm pretty sure they knew what was going down. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm going to get flack. I know I'm going to get flack for that.
Did
comment.
You see what Lisa Bonet had posted when Bill Cosby went to jail? Or when he was in trial?
I remember vaguely, but I...
Refreshing. She said, what once was in the dark will come to light.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can interpret that,
well, even that
any way you want, right?
Even that.
But, yeah.
Well, that's mixy. But even that, they're clipping out scenes from like Bill from like the Cosbys, like episodes, like clips, and they're
it's the whole show's gone in a lot of places.
Yeah, I know, but they're like at that point they're like people were going in and they're clipping scenes. Like there's one scene that I can remember where they're like, "Oh, did you try my barbecue sauce?" Right? And then he's like, "Yo, you don't notice that everybody..." He's talking to Claire, right? His wife. And he's like, "You don't notice how everybody's like, oh, you know, huggy feely, touchy, whatever." He's like, "It's a barbecue sauce." You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, obviously, people are looking into it now. Like, oh, really? Huh? Okay, so that might be
that Jello pudding pop.
Something,
pudding pop.
What's in the pudding? Oh, what's in the pudding?
What's in the pudding, my guy?
What's in the pudding, Bill? Huh, Bill? What's in the pudding? Oh, right. Man. So,
well, salute to Bill Cosby.
Free up, you know. I guess
you're the man. Looking better now. Like I see him looking lighter. He's looking stronger. The man lighter. Looking healthy.
They had him on a workout plan.
Lost weight?
No. I'm talking about his complexion because the sun. No sun. So you know.
Right away.
I seen him look lighter. He looks stronger. He looks better. That's what I'm saying.
He was legally blind, eh?
Huh?
He was legally blind. Through all of this, he's been legally blind, like classified legally blind.
Wow.
So like, yeah, so yo, they were taking care of Bill in jail, you know what I'm saying? Like, ooh. Bill Cosby's still Bill Cosby. What's going on?
I got an exclusive.
Well, next time just use the song. Wagwan, spit it out already.
We love hip hop.
There's a new music video, Moolah First, 1 billion. T-shirt PK Herc!
No,
let's go!
No, no way. Don't play with me.
Cameo.
Like, yo, that's not good, bro.
The scene!
Let me see, where is this? That's crazy. It's not that it's not good. It's like, yo, really? I wasn't
say
like,
that. Hold on.
Yo. Freeze frame.
Yo.
Watch the moon.
Yo, don't kill me.
Yo.
Hey, at least I'm repping the new drip, though. That's all that matters. Well, Smokers Collective jacket. Bomb, bomb.
Exclusive.
So I guess that answers our question from earlier.
Hey. Yep.
Right? That answers our question from earlier.
You connect on all the dots.
PK, I pop up anywhere.
Say that, then.
I'll pop up anywhere.
I'm going to throw a like on there. Bang. There you go. Yeah, man. Salute. Let's wrap it up.
That's all gravy, though. Uh-huh. That's a way to end it, eh? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, on the spot, eh? All right,
exclusive.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying? Exclusive. But
the next time, use the sound effect.
Yeah. Hold on. I got you.
We love hip hop.
Say that.
We got
man.
Our own sound effects over here, man.
Sick.
Hey. Let's get our social medias and all that, and let's wrap it up for the evening. Yeah. Now, let the people know where to find you. All music, social medias, everywhere where you want the people to get at you.
I can make it real simple and just say melaniedurant.com has all the links.
Hey.
Say that. Then.
Yeah, the site is looking fire, too. I was on there earlier.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else, Nunes?
Yeah, check out my new album. It's called Where I'm At. The single is Listen right now, but I'm about to drop another one called One in a Million. Every song is a good song. I wouldn't lie to you.
Dope.
Also directed by Melanie Durant.
Hey. Dope. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for opening the door. Yeah. You're lucky you opened the door. I would have kicked it down.
Listen, yo, we enjoyed this interview and this conversation that we had with you.
So I don't know whoever said she was difficult to interview. I don't know where y'all chat about. You need to go home and look at yourself in the mirror. Maybe you were just giving a hard interview. Pause. You understand what I'm saying?
Facts.
or you trash an interview.
Yeah, so you know what? Thank you for coming through. It was a blessing to have you here. I appreciate you having here. I know Friday appreciates you having your guts. I mean, Gucci. Wait, I said guts. Where is that guy? Fuck. But anyways, yeah, so it was good. It was good to have you here. I appreciate you having me for coming.
PK Herc, let the people know where to find you.
You know where I'm at. I'm in PK, Smokey the Bear, Paul Bunyan. Catch me in PK. If I'm not training, I'm out there doing something else. But I pop up anywhere. You know that. You see, I'm in videos. I'm popping up cameos. So, hey, shout out Moolah and shout out Pyrex. Shout out Osama. You know what I'm saying? Shout out that whole Rex movement. You know what I mean? I like their music. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Big up the city. Episode 229.
229.
229. Gal can catch Dottie Wine. Is that more catchy?
That's a better one. That's
that
a
one's
better, one.
Better?
That's a better one. That's
all right. All right. So, yeah. Episode 229. Usual suspects. You know who you are. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know who you are, it sucks to be you. You know what I mean? Shout out the city. And, yeah. Big up to Cardinal for what he did today.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? For the Free the City thing. And let's see more. Let's see more collabos, more work. You know, the city's opening back up. So hopefully we'll have more music on the honorable mentions. And yeah, once again, thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man. PK Herc in the building. Gucci Gooch, let the people know where to find you.
You can find me on my personal page, Gucci416. And you can catch me on my business page, Clear Star Studio 6, 229. It's your boy, Gucci. Gang!
Yes. Very dope episode. You know what I'm saying? Very, very, very dope. Thank you, Mel, for coming through once again. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for having me. I wasn't joking. I'm just staring at the markers. I'm like, what color do I not have because I need...
And, oh, watch out for your
sorry. Headphones here. Can I take it off? Are we still talking?
Just now. I'm gonna give you some wrap up music and stuff. Big shouts to the Toronto Collective over here at 389 Spadina Avenue. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for having us over here. You know what I mean? Big up.
100%.
Big show. Make sure to follow me on all my social media platforms at Friday Ricky Dredd. That's DRED. And for everything else, make sure to hit us up at welovehiphop.ca. And for Six Views on all social media platforms, Six Views TO. I'm going to take us out here with a tune from the late great Smoke Dogg. Let me find it here. Smoke Dogg. There's a tune I found earlier that I was really feeling. Track is called Diamonds Dripping. It's featuring Jay Weiss and his brother Young Smoke.
Ooh,
wanna hear? Here we go.
Nice. It goes something like this. Hit it.
Yeah. On again.
There's barely any bread left on the bottom of your shoes, little hoe. Think you need some new ones.
Bitch, I be dripping. All of my diamonds, they hit in my shoes is Christian. But hell, I be my religion, still in the kitchen. Sinning while whipping these pigeons. Getting these flips in, still make my bitch do the dishes. Bitch, I be dripping. All of my diamonds, they hit in my shoes is Christian. But hell, I be my religion, still in the kitchen. Sinning while whipping these pigeons.